every Sunday we are being challenged, and at the same time we have been reminded by a special call from Christ himself. Today, the challenge that Christ let known to us is, if you want to be his disciples, hate your family, hate your parents, your brothers and sisters, leave everything behind, follow him, take up what he wants us to take, then we will be enabled by Christ to let him call each and every one of us his disciples. What a challenge. Who can hate his family? Can you leave your mother who needs your care? She is in cancer. Can you leave her for Christ? That is a challenge placed before God, placed before us by God, so that we can give an answer and response to that special call.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you, wishing to construct a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build but did not have the resources to finish." Or, what king marching into battle would not first sit down and decide whether 10,000 troops he can successfully oppose another king advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace. In the same way, any one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. The Gospel of the Lord.
There are three things the Gospel gives to us as a command, or as the way, the message that has been given to us in the Gospel of today. First, as I said in the very beginning of the Mass, hate your family, hate your wife and your children, hate your brothers and sisters, so that you can enable yourself to be a disciple of Christ. Secondly, the way for you to enable yourself to be called by Christ his disciple is to take up his cross, follow him. After inviting us to take up our crosses, he gave two short stories, food for our thoughts, in order to decide if we can hate and take up that cross, or just to remain as who you are and who I am. One, he let known to us the work of a construction. Before building a house, he had to sit down, plan ahead, get money from where else, so that the work can be done. So as the one who leads, a king who leads his troop to the battle, he have to sit down, look at the soldiers if they are strong enough and the amount are being, he can control the other side so that they can receive victory. These are the two short stories which Christ gives to us as food for our thoughts, so that we can decide if we can let go of all what we have, place God before anything else, but not place anything else before God. At the end, Jesus told us the reward of giving up or hating your family or take up that cross and bringing those food, thoughts for food for our decision making. Possessions of this world should be given up so that you and I can be called his disciples. This is a very clear message for us from the message of the Word of God for us today. But the question arises, who can hate his family? Who can hate his mother? As I place that question, my mother she's in cancer. My brothers and sisters, they all go out, where else, for their own future. Who is going to take care? How can I hate her? Hate the children, hate the brothers and sisters, families, for that discipleship. It is a challenge, as I said. It is a challenge that has been given by Christ himself Sunday after Sunday, but that is where and who we are as baptized Christians. Remember when you were baptized as a kid, your parents and your godparents were there to represent you as you accept the faith of the church. And not only that, they were there to accept those threefold responsibility as a prophet, as a priest, and you as a son or a daughter of a king. Our being in the family of God, in the kinship of God, enable us to have the right to act out and to receive what Christ is given to us today. Even though it is so challenged that we cannot sometimes unable to take or to receive, but it is our duty, our responsibility to take up that responsibility, that special call from Christ himself for all of us. Before, when we heard and hear of spreading of the good news, we always think that only the priests and religious leaders who can do it. At this very moment, in this very time of the church, it is our responsibility with the priests and religious people or servants of God. It is your duty, our right to let the good news be spread out so that the bad news will never be exist. And that is one of the main points that Christ invites each and every one of us to be his disciples. But we cannot enable ourselves to be called disciples if there are so many distractions before us. And that is what it really means by those food for thoughts that Christ gave us. Plan ahead. Before making your decision, we have to sit down and think. Sit down and have that plan in mind and open that self of yours before God so that the Spirit of God will guide you and give you those and respond to those fools of thoughts of decision making so that we can enable ourselves to go forth before God without any distractions whatsoever. It is our prayer. It is our continuous prayer and believe in those prayers that we always say day by day so that to enable ourselves to be called as disciples of Christ, not to hate our brothers and sisters naturally. What Christ really means is, as who we are, who give importance to family values and our Christianity, we can also take care of our parents spiritually. And that's what it really means by as priesthood in and through baptism. Letting yourself be sacrificed so that you can give those kind words to your enemies who really need your words of advice. Look at those enemies of ours who really, for our part, ignore them whatsoever. Those are the people who need our help. We as Christians, we have to give alms to them, help them, be with them in times of loneliness, times of distress, times that they really need our helping hand. Being into that by acting out what the gospel is what the message of Christ is for us without any distractions whatsoever. There are so many distractions which can lead to that image that Christ made known to us. If you cannot take up that cross, you cannot be my disciple. There are so many crosses that lay before us in our daily lives, day by day. For us parents, one of the most large cross before us is to take care of that child of ours. Those children of ours who always give you headaches, pain, sufferings day by day. Take those crosses as our mother, take care of Christ himself. Take those crosses as our mother, take care of that families of hers. No wonder why that family was being called a holy family, because the patience that she had, more than 100% of taking care of her family. She was unable to take up that cross and take care of the family so that the family may maintain into them the holiness of God. And that's why that family always been called the holy family, patron saints of all families of our parish. Let us continue to pray so that we can enable ourselves, take up that cross. Let God before us, not family before our work, so that the good news can be spread by all of us in order for the bad news not to be exist. Continue to pray and give an answer to God in and through Christ, who calls us, be my disciples. Renounce all earthly materials, all those things that obstruct to us in giving that good news, so that, as I said, let us preach the good news continuously so that the bad news will never exist again. Amen.
Grant that your faithful, O Lord, whom you nourish and endow with life, through the food of your word and heavenly sacrament, may so benefit from your beloved Son's great gift that we may merit an eternal share in his life, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you all in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. The Mass is ended. Go in the peace of Christ.
Thanks be to God.